Education Maintenance Allowance, or EMA, was a financial scheme available to students aged between 16 and 19 in further education. It was a weekly payment made available to students whose parents' annual earnings were below £30,810. Providing they turned up to classes every week, students would be eligible for £30 a week. However, on the 20th of October 2010, the UK government announced plans to scrap EMA, replacing it with a considerably smaller scheme which, according to Education Secretary Michael Gove, would provide a more targeted support system. We went to the Demo 2012 march along with thousands of frustrated students to find out what the EMA cuts mean for those about to enter further education. Sarah Sachs-Eldridge, editor of a socialist newspaper, had this to say.
I'm here today because I'm absolutely in support of students and young people fighting for a decent education, and that includes, no question about it, the right to EMA, because students are under the cosh massively. They cannot afford the sky-high transport fees, books are being, pushed up, the cuts are coming in hard and having an effect, and so students don't get an EMA. And what is it? £30 a week. It's nothing.
We also spoke to Ian Patterson, National Chair for Socialist Students, who had been motivating the crowds in this miserable weather. He gave us his insights into why these cuts happened.
Obviously, the Con Dems have put tuition fees up to £9,000, pricing a lot of working class people out of going to uni, and cutting the Educational Maintenance Allowance, a lifeline for many working class students trying to get a college education. And the reason they've done this is that it's part of a wider agenda of austerity attacks. The Tories and Lib Dems are trying to make working class people pay for the crisis of the bankers, the mistakes made by those at the top, the 1%, the super rich, and transfer wealth away from working class people to their rich friends so they can increase the profits for big business. The things they haven't taken into account is that thousands, millions of students and workers across the world aren't going to accept this. We're going to march in our thousands.
We spoke to students from all over the country and gave them the opportunity to voice their frustrations.
Okay, my name's Jackie Berry. I'm a third year student nurse, and I think the EMA cuts are wrong because they stop ordinary working class students from getting access to further and higher education. And that's wrong for several reasons. First of all, it means that we don't train the people that we need. We don't get the skills that we need. But secondly, it's really, really unfair. If you don't have the money to fund yourself, your family doesn't have the money to fund yourself through further and higher education, it means that you can't go. And then it means that knowledge and power continue to be a preserve of a rich and powerful elite who already have more than their fair share. So I think that we need to fight to bring back EMA. I didn't get EMA. I'm so old that I didn't get EMA. I didn't qualify for EMA. And now there's a generation of people who are in the exact same situation. So if you don't want to see the polarisation of society, then we need to fight to bring back EMA.
I'm Ikram. I'm a student from Queen Mary University, and I come from a very working class background. I grew up in the eastern of London, and EMA, my sixth form college, around 80% of people are recipients of EMA, and now that EMA has been cut, a lot of students feel as though that their impetus to study has actually reclined. Not saying that money is a motivator of education, but it helps those people who live in a family which is predominantly made out of people who are on benefits and who earn less than £10,000 a year, especially my mother, who's on benefits. And EMA was very important towards me in terms of helping me with stationery and other ways, as well as travelling around London for conferences which were beneficial for my study. So I think EMA is very, very fundamental, and I think it should have never been scrapped at all.
Although the march was considerably less attended than the 2010 student protests, it appeared to represent the angers and frustrations of a whole generation. We also spoke to Alisa Cowart, a student at Westminster College, for a personal account of how the EMA cuts affect him.
I think the stoppage of EMA soon will be a very bad idea, because as I'm a student, I rely on that, because if I get EMA, I don't have to go to my family for financial support. As it stands, I don't have a dad who's passed away due to cancer, and my mum is on benefits, and we live in a council estate as well. And the area that I live is a bit deprived, and the people that live there, they're in the kind of same situation as me, because not everyone's doing well with financially, because some of the people that I know, they're out of jobs, so they can't really support their kids. And if we're getting EMA, it's like, such as if there's any school trips or college trips coming up, we don't have to rely on our parents for the money, because we know that's an extra burden on them to think of where they're going to get the extra £20 or £10 for. So if I did receive that, then I can just say to my mum, look, don't worry about it, I've got the EMA coming in, I can use £20 from there and then maybe extra £5 for the lunch for the day.
However, not everyone shares these views, arguing that the EMA system was far from perfect. We caught up with some students who feel strongly about the cuts for rather different reasons.
Freeze Clark is a 23-year-old student from Coventry. I'm speaking to him today to find out why he feels so strongly about the cuts to education maintenance allowance.
Well, EMA was initially introduced to keep the older kids in school from poorer backgrounds, but it hasn't worked since the unemployment rate has risen to 951,000, which is the highest rate since 1992. And if we also look, it was going to help decrease the debt that's going on right now, the debt crisis, and the money has to be taken somewhere. And also the cuts have been taken from other sectors, i.e. healthcare. Also, EMA is a scheme which was only introduced by the Blair government not too long ago, and people before that used to cope without it, so I don't know why children of this age wouldn't be able to cope. And out of all the children who were under the EMA scheme, only 12% of the students said that they would not attend school if they never had EMA, which means we had 90% of the students on EMA who actually didn't need it, currently having this money which we were wasting. So this will help us get the money up, I suppose, what we need to do.
So when you were in school, did you receive EMA?
I could have received EMA, but I did not need EMA, so I did not receive it. However, I had other students who were in my classroom who needed EMA and had EMA, and I also had students who had EMA and didn't really need EMA and would spend it on stuff like buying cigarettes and alcohol, which I didn't really feel that the money should have gone on. So in that aspect, I think it is good that EMA has been cut off now, so we can spend that money on other beneficial things.
Hi, I'm Faye Sherlock. I'm 21 years old and I'm a student. I never used to get EMA in school or college, and I used to think it was really unfair, especially when there are students these days, well, and when I was in college, that used to get EMA, but then they used to turn up to school or college with none of the right equipment that they needed, and basically they would waste their money that they got for their EMA, and they would end up using that to go out and party and not for what it was actually intended for. So I thought that was really unfair.
My name's Kate and I am for cuts to EMA because I think it's really unfair how some students who do deserve it don't actually get it for turning up and doing the work. And also I think it's really unfair how you can quite easily forge signatures to get your EMA, and I just don't think it is deserved at all. So I think because it's not an equal system that it should be cut.
Despite its flaws, one thing is clear. With the 560 million EMA scheme being replaced by a significantly lower 180 million bursary scheme, far less students will be eligible for support they need. So, what can you do to voice your opinions about these cuts? We are Sarah Sachs-Eldridge.
I think that students have got to continue to organise. I think today has got to be the start of a massive organised campaign to show this government that the students started it in 2010, but they haven't gone away. And 5th of December should be the next date when the Axeman Osborne puts forward his budget. But also I would say that students will be stronger if they link up with the organised working class in the call for a 24-hour general strike. And that would really, I think, let the government see where the strength in society lies. And I think that the fight should be for EMA, for free education, for jobs for young people, for the opportunity for the talent and skills that are in young people to be untapped.
Now that students face a number of burdens, such as the EMA cuts and triple tuition fees, many feel their options have been severely restricted. It's safe to say that this so-called hopeless generation is sick of being a scapegoat for the government.
Raise back EMA! Take it out of the bankers'